Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Lawanda, L-A-W-A-N-D-A, J, period, J-A-R-A-M-I-L-L-O. Their address is 1585 Glen Ellen Drive, Gridley, California, 95948, phone 530-310-2274. ID is XXX-0789, date of birth 3/30/1963, 59-year-old, married / divorced, administrative assistant, insurance is PERS, Anthem. Dash Platinum. Pharmacy is Walgreens - Orville, 530-534-1283. The clinical indication is, it is addressed to Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Angela, A-N-J-O-L-A-N-P, 2833 Long Branch Drive, Cottonwood, California, 96022-8701, phone 530-347-3418, fax 530-528-4423. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of abnormal involuntary movement, subparagraph clinical symptoms of neuropathy. Below that should say clinical manifestations and history of tremor. Dear Laura, Angela, and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lawanda Jaramillo for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you know, Lawanda has a past medical history of anxiety disorder, depression, dyslipidemia, hypertension, treated skin cancer, her initial laboratory studies showed elevated triglycerides. And possibly some diabetes risk factors. New paragraph. She has morbid obesity with truncal obesity and the clinical manifestations of metabolic syndrome. That is suggesting metabolic syndrome. She has a history of dyslipidemia with nocturnal hot flashes and night sweats. Her main complaint is a resting tremor in the hands. New paragraph. She has a clinical diagnosis of benign essential hypertension, severe obesity, and chronic back pain with possible radicular features. New paragraph. She was seen initially for examination on September 12, 2022, with a clinical history of some paresthesias in the extremities, particularly on the left, in the lower extremities, cramps at night, and tingling. New paragraph. Her neurological examination, however, remained within broad limits of normal. New paragraph. In consideration of her back pain, we completed 3D reconstruction lumbar MR imaging on October 11, 2022, which showed L5-S1 disc bulging with mild contact bilaterally to the S1 nerve roots, moderately narrow neuroforaminal narrowing in the left lateral recess. Subparagraph, there were incidental findings of hepatomegaly. The lumbar MRI was otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph. Laboratory testing was completed on September 29th and showed evidence of dyslipidemia with an elevated total triglycerides, cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and HDL cholesterol, and apolipoprotein B. Subparagraph, the study for metabolic syndrome showed a borderline hemoglobin A1C of 5.6 with increased intact insulin C-peptide and an elevated insulin resistance score of 98, consistent with metabolic disorder and insulin-resistant findings of prediabetes-diabetes risk. Subparagraph, these findings are entirely consistent with her clinical examination with truncal obesity. New paragraph. Today, we reviewed, new paragraph, noting that she had been treated with buspirone for her anxiety / depression, and noting that that medicine can have neurological side effects. I discontinued the medicine while we substituted lorazepam at 1 milligram, for which she has been using a half a tablet every night or every other night, which has improved her anxiety and insomnia. Subparagraph, she has no tremor today. New paragraph. In consideration of her further evaluation and additional medical history, she reported that she has a reasonably strong family history for coronary artery disease. As such, we will obtain a coronary calcium score for evaluation. New paragraph, she's scheduled for home sleep testing, for which we'll exclude suspected sleep apnea. New paragraph, she will continue taking her vitamins. She is working on her diet. New paragraph, our referral for PT has been useful. She is now in traction, reducing her back pain successfully. Subparagraph, I've encouraged the continued use of home traction as she moves forward with her PT therapy over several weeks. New paragraph, I would anticipate an overall improvement as we correct her sleep dyspnea, comma, her back pain, comma, and her morbid obesity. New paragraph, today we also discussed possible therapeutic interventions for her obesity with some of the newer medications for weight loss. We discussed the benefits of exercise, dietary management, and consideration for treatment with diabetic, in parenthesis, GLP-1 agonists. Such as TIRZEPATIDE, which has FDA approval for treatment of diabetes risk with obesity. Weight reduction with this medication is highly effective. New paragraph. Further evaluation of her hepatic enlargement may require abdominal ultrasound and exclusion of steatosis, which may require additional medical intervention. New paragraph. I am scheduling her for reevaluation with the results of her coronary testing and sleep studies. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.